To find out more about the Pope's lunch with the poor, Linda Bordone spoke with the vice president of the Sant'Egidio community and one of its founders, Claudio Betti.
With this visit, it really marks an important moment for Sant'Egidio. I think that the fact that the Pope is visiting Sant'Egidio, but not only visiting Sant'Egidio, this is very important to say. The Pope has visited us three times with this already.
This Pope.
The first time was in Naples a couple of years ago for the interreligious meeting for peace. And the second time it was in San Bartolomeo, where he visited the shrine of the martyrs of the 20th century. And this time, at Christmas, he visits the poor of the community. I think that it is very meaningful. It is not visiting only Sant'Egidio. I think it's a very important thing for us to say. He's visiting us, but he's also saying that he cares for the things that we do. So interreligious meeting, the memory of the martyrs, and especially service to the poor. And he marks the fact that this Christmas, and Christmas as such, is not a consumeristic feast. It's not a celebration to be celebrated only among yourself, but it's something that has to give to the others.
He's not just visiting, he's actually sitting down and having lunch with the poor.
Yes, and that even makes it more significant. Sharing, it is what we have been doing and what we do throughout the year. The poor are not clients of the community, and the poor are not external to the church. The poor are members of the church, and the fact that the Pope is sitting down with them, it tells us and the church that the poor have a place at the table of the church, are not external, are not someone to serve in special moment, but are someone to bring in and to care as if they were relatives of ours. And that's very important that he sits down and eats with them.